This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Now, a great pleasure to welcome one of, if not the finest, Spanish flamenco guitarist in the world. He says here, this is a piece of paper he gave me, and he said, say this in the introduction. So I will say it. No, it's absolutely true. Paco Pena, a great pleasure to welcome
very
you.
Very nice to be here.
And nice to have you with us today. Ahead of your appearances in Ireland, but also a bit of a world tour that you're undertaking.
It is indeed, yes, yes. Yeah. I start in about, in 3 days' time, I start in Singapore, and then we come back and do a few concerts in England.
Yes.
And then we come here to Ireland, and then we go to Holland, back to England to do the Saddler's Wells. You know, quite a number of things.
But you have played in the, as the fellow said, you have played in the finest halls in the world. You have
absolutely. I mean, I've been very lucky. I think the guitar is a very popular instrument, and I've been blessed, you know, with that aura that the guitar has.
But you bring something else to it, though. There's a great theatricality to what you do.
Yes, I mean, I have a company because flamenco is a music that really is a community music. In fact, I identify great similarities with Irish music, actually, in terms of what we do and the way people join in. And so flamenco really is a music that has several elements within it, which are essential, some of them are very intimate, like the music, obviously, is for yourself. The singing is terribly important. It tells a lot of the story of the people in Andalusia. And the dancing is the most extrovert sort of part, but it's very vibrant and it's very popular. So I have a company of musicians.
So how many people would be with the company?
Well, it's about 20 people. In fact, it's 16 people on the stage. But because my company is only 10, but I have six dancers and musicians now from Africa. I'm combining. I'm looking at Africa in a way of highlighting the kind of the immigration or the migration of people, in which sometimes their migration is met with difficulties, precarious conditions, and so on. But in the end, they provide a very positive mixture, and they help societies. I mean, not them. We all do. We all migrate.
Yes,
and just by the mixture, there is a positive thing. And that's, I want to point that out. And I focus on African people because I suppose they're a symbol of migration and so on. And the music, of course, is very rich and wonderful. So
it's that blending, which is wonderful, that blending.
Yes.
Now, I want to take a piece of music. I thought we played it, Santo. From Miss Flamenco. Would that be all right with you?
That's fine.
I think we should have it. Right. This is you with the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Field.
That's right.
Okay, we'll have a little bit of that, and here it is. There it is, Santo from Miss Flamenco, written and performed by Paco Pena. Paco, who is with us at the moment with the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields. London, of course, is home for much of the year, but not all the time.
Not all the time. I am from Cordoba, from southern
Spain. Yes, you are. I'm proud of it too, I know.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And so I had a large family, so I go, I have my home there, and I'm there really a lot of the time. And when I have to put together my shows, I go there, and my artists are from Andalusia. So the rehearsals, everything goes on there. But in fact, London is a great place to be because of the cultural activity, musical activity, and also because it is a place where you very easily go to everywhere.
Yes.
So I travel such a lot. So London is a very good place.
And what brought you to London in the first place? What was it? Was it for study? Was it for?
Well, in a way, I suppose, but not study in a
musical sense.
In an academic sense, but a study of becoming a person, really. Sort of, adventuring to go somewhere to see what is happening. And in fact, I ended up, because a friend of mine was, his sister was married to an Englishman. So we came and visited lunch.
Sure, okay.
So funny.
We've got a free bed, you
yeah.
said.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah, yeah. So the point is, eventually I came to London with the flamenco company. And I played solo, which it was never my intention. And it was so popular that later, when I was in Spain, I decided I was going to try and build a solo career in London.
Right.
So that's why I came there. And in fact, it was lucky. It was very successful. So I was very happy to do that.
Sure. You played in Ronnie Scott's. That must have been, now, I have been in Ronnie Scott's once in my life.
Really?
For Freddie Cole, the jazz pianist. What a venue to enjoy your music.
Absolutely.
Because you could hear a pin drop in Ronnie Scott.
Absolutely. So intimate, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And were you solo?
I was solo at that time, yes.
That must have been something.
Absolutely. And in fact, very soon after I launched myself in London, they asked me to play with Jimi Hendrix in the Royal Festival Hall. You know, so there was the 60s. It was wonderful stuff. And so the guitar was very popular. And this festival hall was completely packed, and Jimi Hendrix was the top of the bill. But imagine, it was four types of guitar, and flamenco was one of them.
So that's amazing.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. And how did you escape from the madness of the 60s, of course? That's for you to know, me to find out. I understand. But like London in the 60s was pretty... could be pretty wild.
It was fun. Yes. No, but I really have a lot to admire and to thank that society for.
Yes.
Because in a way, I was very young, so I've taken a lot of my upbringing from that, and I've mixed with so many great musicians, John Williams, the Dubliners. I mean, I met them in London.
Yes.
And we became great friends, and... I mean, I've met so many musicians, so many great people there, so I'm delighted.
Through the music,
which of course,
is the international language, of course, the great thing.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it opens doors and socially becomes like a great vehicle.
Sure. Did you ever record with John Williams?
I did indeed, yeah.
You did, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, yes. There was a group called Inti Illimani, a very famous from Chile.
Yes.
And we recorded together. We did two records.
You were talking earlier on about African music and dance. It is fascinating, isn't it, the way you can blend all of that together and bring each...
Yeah.
Brings their own style, their own culture, their
absolutely,
own background.
Absolutely. What I like doing particularly, when I go in this kind of adventure, is actually to show respect and give a platform to both cultures, but then try and discover... explore the points that we have in common, and they do exist.
Yes.
There are points in which we recognize some rhythms that they do, and they recognize some that we do. So it's wonderful when that sort of appears, and that's what it fascinates me, and I like to put that on the stage.
And what will we actually get? Because you're at the Opera House on the 5th of November and the 6th in the National Concert Hall in Dublin, and it's referred to as Paco Pena and his flamenco dance company. So it's going to be all of that, isn't it?
Well, it is my company, definitely.
Yes.
That flamenco dancing, flamenco singing and so on, but also African dancing from Senegal and from Guinea. So African dancing and singing, and then, in many parts we mix together, and as I say, we explore... crazy things that somehow work.
And are you going to record this? Will this be?
I'm hoping to.
Yes,
I'm hoping to.
Because that seems to me very important as well.
I think so. Yes.
Doing it on stage is one thing, but to capture it.
I think so. I mean, particularly my family.
How many have you in family?
I have two daughters.
Right.
But I have now a grandchild.
Yeah,
a wonderful little chap.
Is it new?
Yes.
Oh, it's only a new grandchild.
That's right. He's a year and a half.
How lovely.
And he's lovely.
What's his name?
Manu. It's like...
That's lovely.
Like Manuel.
Isn't that fantastic? Oh, you must be thrilled. Now, he's not coming on tour, no.
Not yet.
The day will come. And would it be your intention to perhaps sit him down with a little guitar when he's old enough to try?
Only if he shows some interest.
You'd be... very pleased, wouldn't you?
Of course. But I mean, I would never force a child.
But didn't your brother? Wasn't it your brother who taught you?
It was my brother.
Yes.
So having an instrument, having activity, musical activity in the house is a lovely thing.
Yes.
So you tend to go in that direction.
And also, literally, in your case, it can carry you through life.
Yes,
because
indeed.
It's
yes,
even as a just for a pleasure. Whether...
Even if it is for pleasure, but yeah. For me, it's been a wonderful way of getting to know people and socially has made me really.
Yes, for sure.
Apart from professionally, you know, I've met most of my dear friends and you know, through the music. Yeah. So it's a wonderful thing.
And would you have a favorite guitarist in the world today, or of them all that you've met or those that you've listened, who would be the one that you would go, do you know what? That's actually the one there. Living or dead? Is that where you go? Yeah.
Oh, that's... well, if it is living, I mean, there's so many wonderful guitarists. I mean, there is a flamenco guitarist who appeared, he's about my age. Or
a young man.
Just about.
Yes. Yes.
But, or perhaps a little younger than me. But the thing is that he, his name, Paco de Lucia, because I was struggling to make something, to be somebody on the guitar, roughly at the same time. But he projected a wonderful development of the guitar at the same time, and he influenced a fantastic amount of young and, you know, guitarists. So the world changed with him, and a great singer that was singing with him at the time, Camarón, who died already. But anyway, so if it is a live guitarist, I can't think of anybody better in the flamenco world. But there are three great masters of the flamenco, really all important and dead, you know. And one of them was Ramón Montoya, very many years ago, but he was a wonderful creator. And then there was Niño Ricardo, also in Spain, and then there was Sabicas. Yes. So all those three are, I suppose, my idols, and I've tried to emulate without success, obviously.
With great
wonderful
success. great success.
But so those three
yeah,
are wonderful.
They are the ones. Well, I mean, there's four. Because I would pack up pen.
That's
there
right.
Well.
That's
no,
I see.
No. Now, listen, just a reminder, it's the 5th of November at the Cork Opera House, the 6th of November at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. This has been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank
you're an
you
absolute
very much.
Joy.
Thank you.
And a real pleasure to meet you. So we thought a little La Rosa. How about that? Little La Rosa?
Nice. That's actually by Ramón Montoya. The
exactly.
One
that's by Montoya, that's right. Who you mentioned. Yeah. You see, it's as if we planned it. As if you and I planned it.
Right.
And this is from The Art of Paco Pena. Paco, a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Safe journeys, and thank you.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.